I love you.
Oh, Jesus. Welcome back to the Couch Potatoes. We got plenty of room here. Big ass couch. Speaking of asses, boy, do we have a good one for you today. I'm the Green Traveler from Gorsh.
Oh, I am the Faceless Leone. I gotta remember to speak up loudly because I have a... This room's in transition, and I have the microphone a little bit farther away because it's just...
Me too!
Oh, yeah? Well...
In transition.
Oh, yes, you are. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So, also, with the new Audacity update, I don't know how to get it to stop scrolling. I haven't recorded with it yet.
You hit the little spinning settings wheel.
Uh-huh.
And at the bottom, there's continuous scrolling.
They changed the
title. Not to get too into the technicals here, ladies and gentlemen, but I hate the new update to our audio system.
Yeah, it's change called it back. A DAW. Digital Audio Workshop? God. Learn the lingo. Learn to cast, no. Dude. Learn to pod. I'm an American.
As a Gorshin, as a Gorshin who was raised by the United States government, I refuse. I refuse.
You refuse. That's all I'll say there. That's all you say. You just flat out refuse.
To learn the lingo. I refuse. Oh, okay. I refuse to learn a lingo. Gotcha. I refuse to cooperate. I refuse to not be stubborn. And I refuse to be stubborn.
Masturbate with anything other than sandpaper.
Why would you go there? why would that be in your mind for whatever reason?
Because you literally mentioned it earlier, and I had forgotten about it until then. And now it's on
for the
mind.
For the record, that's because it's part of the movie, not because I masturbate with sandpaper.
No, neither of us.
I only
do
mentioned
that.
It because it was part of the movie.
No. Yes.
That I like to remind. We like to remind ourselves what the movies are about before we start talking about them, and well, we're avoiding it. You can probably tell why from the title. We want to thank our patrons. I've been begging and begging and pleading and pleading for
you've asked torture. For this.
I've wanted to be trolled because it helps get our name out there. And the patrons delivered.
Every month.
We have we have a potato pick where the patrons make a suggestion for what episodes we watch. We put those suggestions in a poll. And for the first time ever, probably because there's a lot of sickos out there, and I love you for it, we had a lot of votes. We had a crazy amount of votes. And more than 80% of those votes, I believe, were for... The Human Centipede.
Human Centipede 2, which has a subtitle.
The first one is called The Human Centipede First Sequence.
Oh, God.
And the second one is called Human Centipede Full Sequence.
Uh-huh.
And then the third one is called Human Centipede Final Sequence. But Mike forgot to include the third one, and we weren't being... nice, like we were with the 50 Shades of Grey.
We're probably gonna even cut this out so that people don't.
You can suggest the third one. Go down to patreon.com/greenandfaceless, sign up to become a patron, and you would have the ability to submit the Human Centipede Final Sequence as a suggestion to get voted on for a future potato pick. Please,
that
go
is
down
your
to patreon.com
right
slash greenandfaceless.
As a couch citizen.
Yes. Potato fry daddy.
That is your right as a fry daddy. Potatoes. You better get down there and vote.
But yeah, I mentioned Mike is the patron who lovingly suggested this. Thank you, Mike. You're brilliant. I love it. Bring it. Keep coming. I had the most fun with the Human Centipede First and Full Sequences.
It was wonderful. Fun is the right
And we got to watch them together. It was a great experience.
And I do honestly rank it fairly highly on my recent social experiences. But we are talking about a very dry spell after the pandemic. So
no, that's fair. I rank it very highly in my life and in life experiences.
Yeah,
you know, it's top ten. Yeah.
It was good.
I loved sitting down and watching.
Was he a German scientist?
The first guy.
They're in the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Is that right?
Nope. Never mind. They're visiting Germany. Yeah, and a doctor. We're not gonna put names in this. We don't want to care. There's a doctor, though. He's German, and he has this vision. Mm. He has this beautiful vision. Beautiful to him. Beautiful to some. You know, I'm sure there's people out there who this is, you know, no yucking yums.
I'm not yucking the yum here. It's not my thing, but yes, I can see how there is a certain beauty to this.
Yeah, yeah.
It could have been an animated.
You just vomited a little bit, didn't you?
I did just vomit.
It looked like you.
Just.
I just saw your cheeks bulge out.
Well,
here's what happens.
Nasty burp there.
This doctor here, this crazy doctor from Germany, from the Deutschland, he thinks the beauty of. He wants to create a species, really.
Yes.
And he had is impossible. Three dogs.
Well, the way
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's God. Men are God. That's what we know.
Right. I mean, how else did we create the pyramids?
Well, exactly. Aliens. Dun, dun, dun. Slave work, actually. Let's not dumb it down. But anyways, he creates three dog. That's what he calls it. Three dog.
Three dog.
And yeah, he takes three dogs and he sews them together, ass to mouth, and creates one big dog.
And a dogapede.
A dogapede. And it dies.
Right.
And so he wants another pet.
Zelda's right, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Listen, I love a good sniff. I love a good sniff. I will even eat the poo-poo. But I only eat the poo-poo?
Yeah, she does do that.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah, she does like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. But, like, when Three Dog dies, he decides he's gotta up the game, get, you know, dangerous game. Haha. Reference. And so he brings on three individuals. He kidnaps two women who are on vacation in Germany. They're Americans. They're a little dumb. They're going to the clubs at night. And I say they're dumb because they are dumb. They decide when they're driving through Germany and their car breaks down, we're going to get out and we're going to walk to the nearest town.
Yeah.
That's fine. By all means, go ahead and do that. Their decision that is stupid is to walk through the fucking forest.
Yeah.
In the dark.
It's like...
Just stay on the road.
You're in the fucking land that these fairy tales about the fucking forest were fucking invented. Like, what are you doing?
What the fuck's wrong with you? And they come across a random house in the middle of the fucking forest. It's beautiful.
Yeah, cabin in the woods.
They just come across... Yeah.
Yeah, that's their transgression. That's their transgression.
Yeah. Yes, that's their fault. That's their fault.
Yeah.
That's their sin. Their sin was stupidity.
Yep.
And they get to this crazy guy's house. They knock on the door and are like, hey, man, we need to use your phone. And he goes, are you alone? And they go, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Of course we're alone. And we're not wearing any underwear.
All the easier to sew you with.
That's bad red flag number one.
Yeah.
If they ask, are you alone?
Yeah, for
like,
real.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And then when he invites you inside, instead of immediately taking you to his goddamn phone, he sits you down in his living room and gets you a glass of water. No. Yeah. Red flag number two. It's nice to offer drinks, but strange random men in the woods are probably going to be drunk in those drinks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what he like, did. At the very least, your percentage is higher than the neighbor down the street that you've known since you were 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, maybe not.
All around, stupid.
Actually. Because when are you walking through the forest and finding a house and just and being like, this is okay?
Yeah. This is fine. There was breadcrumbs everywhere. You made that joke when we were watching a movie. I stole it from you.
They didn't know they were in a horror movie. Their nightmare was that their car broke down. Until...
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you're out at night in a strange, random area, mm-hmm. I've been here, and your car breaks down, you're in a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
Mine was a very boring horror movie. Almost certainly would not have been a blockbuster by any means. But it was still fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to talk about it. Not, we don't have that much time. I don't want to donate so much of my fucking time.
I mean, it's something else to talk about. I mean...
That is fair. I really don't want to talk about Mouth to Ass. We're getting very close to Mouth to Ass. And
yeah, it's right around the corner.
We're
going
to have to do it soon. But no, I was just like, my car broke down. I hit a deer, first and foremost. I was very close to home. I was like maybe two or three blocks away from home. But I lived out in the country as a kid. Mm-hmm. And so I hit a deer. We had flip phones back in the day, if the kids remember flip phones. And
I remember their mom's
Yeah, exactly. But I'm out there with my shitty ass flip phone trying to get service so I can call my mom and dad and be like, hey, I hit a deer. Your car's, it's okay, but it's not good. That was first and foremost the most frightening, was having to call your parents. Oh, yes. And like, it's very, yes. they're
disown me. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And literally all they care about is, do you have any broken bones? Are you fine? Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I'm all right, but the car's not good. And they're like, we don't care about the fucking car.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But anyways, I'm sitting there waiting for like 20 to 30 minutes with a groaning deer, basically, in the ditch.
Oh, no.
Until the cop shows up. Creepy-ass cop. He was a very heavy-set man. And also, like, again, it's nighttime, and the siren lights are going off. That is immediate horror lighting. Yeah. Red and blue lights at night.
No. Oh, man. Especially and I'm like a young the new 16. Ones. That, at least back then, they weren't, like, that obnoxious, like, neon bright. Oh my god, that, like, you can see that from, like, 2 fucking miles away. Why is that necessary?
It's ridiculous. But yeah, he was a creepy man, and I'm a young, 16-year-old, and I'm very nervous, I'm a little high, and I'm just, like, really struggling with this guy, and he brings out his fucking gun to shoot the deer.
Yeah.
Because we're out in the country in Hick, Indiana. Yeah. Like, of course. He's just like, are you wanting the meat? And I'm like, what? And he's just like, oh, killed the deer. Scary as hell. The scariest stuff was listening to a deer groan.
The answer was like yes. Like, venison is incredible. I don't know why.
No, I mean, no. I've had it. I don't disagree. But at the time, I was just like, what in the fuck are you talking about?
Yes,
why
did you pull that gun out? It's
I'm so scared right now.
I'm shitting my pants.
Yeah. Yeah. And to all those who are going to say it, I do.
That made me think about the movie.
Yeah, exactly. But to all those who are wondering it, yes, I do understand that it was best to kill the deer in that situation. I had broken its neck with my car. It was not in a good situation, but still,
it scared the fuck out of me.
You're gonna pull the gun out,
right? For real, like, it's just like one of the biggest problems with the cops is just like communication. For God fucking sake, like,
right? Yeah. Oh my god. No, he was like, it was definitely a moment of like, I bet I'm going to make this young, like, high schooler shit their pants. And he succeeded. Congrats, sir. But yeah, these poor girls, poor ladies on their vacation to Germany. I don't know why I immediately want to call them girls, just because it's like I don't know why that
he calls them that. The doctor calls them that, and that. Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's just supplanted in my head that it's like you have to obey this creepy motherfucker. But yeah, he's kidnapped them, and they awake next to an Asian man who has also been kidnapped. Well, initially it was another dude. That's I always right. forget about the other
but
dude.
His tissue another didn't guy. Match. But theirs, yeah, their tissues match, the best friends.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the chances are on sense. That, but...
Yeah,
you know,
them and an Asian man. Matches.
Well, I mean, that you know, your ethnicity doesn't matter at all. It's just...
No.
Yeah, it's like
he didn't blood care.
Top
yeah.
type and tissue type, that kind of thing. And
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Because this is 100% scientifically accurate movie.
This is 100% medically accurate. 100% medically accurate.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The sequel informs us.
And he shows the subjects this procedure in detailed outline. And that's an important part of the film. Yes, he is a prized surgeon. And he knows where the veins are in the mouth area and in the butt area.
Anus.
Oh, the anus. Thank you. Yeah, if we're going to be correct about
specifically
it.
Around yes. the anus area.
So,
yeah.
So what he does is cut out the anus and cut open the face. Those veins and arteries together, so they work together.
It's amazing
because that's how three hearts work, I guess. And
absolutely
100% medically accurate. And
you're right.
And then he says, "Now, because I decided that this is how it works, your digestive system will work all together as well." In you, Mr. Lead, that I made be the lead, you will eat this dog chow or whatever it is. It was chili.
It was definitely dog food, but it could have been like dog chili. But.
Yeah, I think it was chili in the second, actually.
I think what it was that they called it dog food, but they actually put chili in there because they're just like, "I'm so sorry you're in this movie.
Right,
just
right.
please, I made some good chili. I went
it's
to
even
the nearest
hot,
mom and pop store.
It's even hot.
Yeah.
I promise.
It's got some onions.
Yeah.
It's some spicy shit. They put a lot of that chili powder in there.
And the lead guy's so just sorry. Like, well, you know, I'm not the one who has to eat it the second time. And...
I ain't worried about the sloppy second.
He thinks about refusing to eat this because, like, you know, he knows what the next step is. And, so does everybody else. But eventually he breaks down and he eats it. And, he feeds that to the woman. But I don't know if she ever feeds
it. I believe...
Can we get to the part where everyone dies?
I believe his line was "shit, I have to shit."
Yes, that's right. But it's in the language that he speaks. Yes,
exactly. And that's the most beautiful part about this movie is he can't speak English, and he has like two or three of the most important monologue scenes because he's one of two speaking actors.
Yeah,
after the second act, basically.
So this is a multilingual movie because there are German speaking spots too. Which
exactly,
is cool.
Yeah,
that I don't mind that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't. But like the funny part is like he has the most moving monologues where he like you find out in the end when the shit hits the fan. When you find out at the end that you know, he tells everybody that he is a sinner. That, you know, he deserves this fate. He has brought this karma upon himself and he regrets everything, you know, that he's done, but he deserves this fate, and he kills himself with a knife.
Yeah.
And then you remember that he said all of that in Asian, some Asian language, and nobody else understands the goddamn thing you just said.
The doctor might.
So it's just like, man.
The doctor might.
But, like, he's really pushing on there being a god, because it's like, you just confessed to no one, dude. Like, I'm sorry. He confessed to himself. He admitted to himself his sins. And yeah. Maybe that's enough. Maybe that's all you gotta do, you know?
Maybe. But he just left the other two in the lurch. It was the shittiest thing to do. Correct. After they ate your literal shit, you left them in the lurch.
And the best part is, even with his body dying, he might have a second poop still.
Yes.
So it's still, you know, it's still possible that she'll have a second meal. This is the
worst thing that we've ever had to talk about, ever.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the ass end of the centipede, she starts to have
infection.
Like, severe infection in her mouth.
Yeah, she's and also the operation. Sepsis.
Sepsis. And, she's not getting enough vitamins and everything. She's starting to die by, like, dehydration. And, you know, she's not getting much out of the second poop.
I'm not even sure that by the end of the movie, the middle person even poops.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know.
There might have been one scene in there. I remember her being
constipated. And that being a big deal to the doctor. He's like, you have to feed her.
But then he gives her whatever that's called, which makes you poop.
I think that was in the second one, the laxative.
It definitely is in the second one, but I feel like it was also in the first one that he injected her with laxative.
Let's be done with this. Yeah, let's rate this movie. I'm so tired already.
The Human Centipede first sequence, I loved it. It's so good. No, I'm just kidding. It's awful, man. Tom Six, you're a sick motherfucker.
Yeah.
He had this idea. Apparently, when I was researching it, he thought it would be. It's a potato pick. I want to pour my heart and soul into it.
I see.
I'm sorry. As you can
I
all
couldn't
tell.
Give a shit.
I see what you did there. I love it. Nicely done. But no, Tom Six, like, he was talking with a friend that he thought it would be a good punishment for, like, rapists and murderers or whatever to have their mouths sewn to the ass of a truck driver. And from there brewed this beautiful idea of a horror film. Here's the problem with this movie, and we'll talk about it more with the second movie, believe it or not. The people who become the centipede, you feel really sorry for them.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of root for them. They're not sinners. You know, I mean, the Asian guy, he's Japanese, right?
I don't know.
I think he's Japanese.
I don't remember.
I don't know if they ever actually say.
I think the subtitles at one point, like, had in parentheses what language was being spoken.
Yeah. Well, sorry, sir. I forgot. I don't even know your name. I'm not looking at the cast list. We don't need to talk.
Yeah, we decided.
Tom Six is the only man.
Well, I mean, you did research. I decided I didn't want this in my search engine. So
I want this all over my search engine.
Oh, yeah.
If people steal my identity, I want them to know that I'm into
that
butt stuff.
You have seen the butt stuff.
I've seen the butt stuff. And coming up, teeth.
No, don't give him ideas.
Why not? Go down to patreon.com/greenandfaceless, become a patron, and recommend teeth. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
100% medically accurate.
100%.
But no, Tom Six, disturbing idea, and what's wrong is that you watch this entire movie and you feel really sorry for these individuals because you know there's no fucking coming back from this. Like, they have been so severely disfigured, basically, by everything that he has done, that even if they survive, even if cops show up and kill the guy and cut them all apart, they're almost certainly still going to die.
Yeah.
From everything that's happened. So you're just watching this slow murder of two individuals who are, to our knowledge, fairly sinless, except for the fact that they're, you know, females in a horror movie, and an Asian man who admits to being sinful, but at the same time, we never saw him be sinful. So we're just, I mean, it's fairly okay to take him at his word for being sinful, but it's just, it's really hard to watch a movie like this in general, and it's even harder to watch the movie when the fucking, you know what's happening, and it's awful, and you're just watching three individuals die. It's not fun to just watch three individuals slowly die.
There's gotta be something to it. There's a place where I would have thought that this was fun.
No. See, I mean, that's the difference is, like, with movies like Saw, where it's like, you know, Saw has a lot of similarities where it's, like, disfigurement and horror. Yeah. It's fairly similar. You have a severely, like, weirdo scientist.
No, we're not going to talk about Saw.
We're not going to talk. Patreon.com/greenandfaceless is just Saw. But, like, the difference with Saw is there's a story arc. You know, you learn about these characters. Yeah. You get into their past.
I hate that I'm interested, but.
But there's also the possibility of survival after the horror. You know, sure, you might be horribly disfigured, but you might actually survive it still. You know, there's that possibility that you can solve this thing and get away. Maybe. I've only seen one Saw movie. I've not seen anything other than the first one.
But apparently,
like,
they're all...
That's what I'm saying, though.
You know, they're all connected, and...
They are. Yeah, they are. It's really weird. But, like, I'm giving this movie...
Samuel Jackson's in one of them.
Hell yeah. So is Chris Rock in a spinoff.
I think that might be the one I'm talking about.
Racist.
No, I think he's in it, though. I think Samuel Jackson's in it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I think, isn't Donald... Well, I might be thinking a Lethal Weapon. I don't know. I think Donald Glover might be in it as well. Wait. Danny Glover.
Okay.
Shit. Which one is it?
Danny Glover's the older one.
Danny's the older one. And that's... I'm sorry. That's not... We're going to delete everything that's just happened, okay? I think Danny Glover's in it also.
Oh, we're the worst people.
I hate this movie. Half a star.
Yeah, that's fair. That's really, really fair. I have to give... I know that last time I said this out loud, you were like, you don't have to give it anything. But I do have to give the whole cast and crew some props for the commitment. Like, the cast, like, the acting is actually... not bad, but it's just the what's happening is so terrible that I can't cope with calling this quality entertainment.
But it is a competent movie.
I think it might actually be competent, but I think it is missing something. I'm not so convinced that there has to be this, like, it would be better if these women were obviously, they've done something that we know about. I'm sure that would help as well. But I think more what is missing is at the end, you have everyone dead, and you're left with the woman that was in the middle crying. And yeah. What I feel like is we're missing a final scene where she gets free and she runs out of the house. If I recall, it was like raining and they could have shown that it was snowing. And then she just runs out into the snow, gets out of the forest onto the road, and immediately gets hit. And that's the end of the movie.
Damn. I mean, that would be an end. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel think,
like this one's like I this ending is so much more heartless.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I think what's better about that is that we have a final ending for this quote unquote final girl. You also get it out to the public what happened. Cause what is the fucking point if like nobody knows about this and not
there's
like,
a cop it at happened the end
no for no reason
that survived.
There was a cop at the end. Oh, that's right. Detectives. I totally two forgot cops. About those detectives.
Yeah. Yeah, two cops showed up. One got killed, and I think the other one just killed the doctor, and that was it. I think he survived. Maybe he was hurt, but the public will find out. They'll follow the breadcrumbs from through the forest and find the dead bodies.
I think I'm going to give it half a face.
Hell yeah, I'm so proud of you. There's your integrity. I fucking love it. I was just like,
I was trying like, I know he's so gonna hard. Say
it's a competent. You're like, it's a competent movie.
I was trying so hard to give it something, God. But no, it's don't watch it. That people poop in each other's mouth. And if you like that, then go watch it.
By all means, yeah. Two girls, one cup, baby. But, so here we are at a spit break, soda pop break. here we are at the soda pop break. And I just want to say before we head into it, we do get in the second movie, we do get an ending for the final girl. And that ending is credits, and we'll explain after the soda prop break. Stick around, everybody. You're going to want to hear about the full sequence.
I'll be right back.
Calm down there, sir.
I love you.
There he is. The human centipede.
Absolutely not. If you're if you're heralding me, that is not allowed. I do want to say before we get going here that I did hear you. I just wanted to say what I had to say about that on record. And
what part?
Do you think that the brother and sister got into scat together?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, why else would they agree to help?
And here's how it went. They were watching one of them, I'm assuming Tom, saw Two Girls, One Cup.
Right, right.
And he was just like, oh my God, I'm going to get Alona with this. So it's going to be so fucking funny. And he shows it to Alona, and she's like, oh my gosh, that's so gross. And then he's just like, he got peaked, and he was just like, gross? It doesn't sound like it's that gross to you, sis. And she's like, well, maybe not that gross. And he's just like, oh my God, we finally bond over something.
Finally! And then they started combing the yard for the dogs' leavings. Okay.
Here's the Empire.
We're back.
We're back, baby. Human Centipede 2. Full sequence.
Full sequence.
We find out that the first movie.
Yeah.
The first sequence is a movie.
That's right.
Within the movie of Human Centipede 2 full sequence. So it's
The real world. Or the real black and white world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in black and white. Very artistic choice. Works for the movie. as you and I both mentioned as we were watching it, works a lot.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of them for this choice.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to watch.
Yeah. Because when certain scenes happen, say, for example, people getting their brains bashed in, or, oh, I don't know, shit coming out of an ass into a mouth.
Right.
In black and white, it's a little easier to watch when it's just, you know, black. when it's just like, oh, look, it's just black goop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's all right. That's not poop. That's just Pepsi. Foam and Pepsi.
I told you I thought it was, you know, a convenient artistic Sloppy choice Joe. So that they could use chocolate syrup and,
chocolate syrup, that's right.
Chocolate syrup.
And it's smart. And, it's very, yeah, very Sloppy intelligent. I appreciate it.
That's gross.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, see, that was the thing in the first movie was the first guy, he got to eat chili and they called it dog food. And then she got to eat Sloppy Joe and they just called it poop. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just making shit up. I don't want to talk about the second one. The second one's way better, though. I'm going to be honest. It is way better. We have, it's way better. It's not good. I'm not going to say it's good. But compared to the first one, way better.
It's got a more of an avant-garde feeling to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. And, like, our villain this time around is an individual with a desire to create a 12 human centipede. So 12 humans sewn mouth to ass together to make one giant ass centipede. And he got this desire after watching the movie, The Human Centipede.
He said he didn't go far enough. I don't think it was a blockbuster, though. Because it was
a blockbuster. Come on, are you kidding me?
I think it was like it was the same kind of deal here that it got a lot of
Are you saying it was a watches cool classic?
Because of shock value. Yeah, this guy was obsessed with this movie that, like, the way...
As you should be.
The way, okay, later on, because this is meta, they do have the actor who plays the ass end. I think it was the one that was the ass end.
Yep, she was the ass end, yeah.
Of the original three human centipede.
And she wanted that paycheck again, baby.
She did. She did. Well, she thought she was going to be in Quentin Tarantino's movie.
I was talking about the real life actor.
Oh, yeah.
for whatever reason, she sat through the entire first movie with her tits out as the ass end of the human centipede.
Let's do it again!
With 5 minutes of dialogue. And then Tom Six reaches out to her and he's like, hey, do you want to be in the second film? You'll have more dialogue. And you can be the front end this time. And she's like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like, that had to be, like... She had to be, like... There had to be, like, some kind of hesitation there. Like, I don't know.
I can only hope.
And then he's like, listen, we'll make you the front end this time. And
so
then
really
she's like,
happened.
Oh, okay, that would be so much better.
Yeah, what really happened was he called and told her, he was like, hey, you're not going to believe this, but Quentin Tarantino saw my movie and he liked your feet, and he wants to put you in another movie. So he's like, why don't you come out to my place and we'll film a little reel for Quentin. And she was just like, yeah, that sounds good. So she shows up and then he's like, actually, you're in Human Centipede 2. And she was like...
God fucking damn it. Not again, Six.
Six, you fuck.
You two are the worst.
God damn.
You
bitch. No, so yeah, that's this guy's dream. His name was Martin, I think.
Yes. And he lives,
I remembered his name,
with his mom in some kind
his
of
mom
tenement
who wants
building.
Him dead.
Who wants him dead, but she also wants herself dead, to be fair.
Yeah, it's kind of hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he has a therapist.
His father was abusive.
Yeah, his father was abusive. But he also does not talk. because of that. So he's also a speechless character. And
very interesting choice. I like it a lot.
Actually, it does really... it's a good choice. I agree. For this fucking awful movie, there's some good choices. So,
there's a lot of good choices.
He, you know, has been making a diagram of his own and practicing.
Yep.
Just drawing.
He's ready for this.
He's only practiced drawing it.
Well, he knows that the film was 100%
medically accurate. As confirmed by the actress when he has her in the van. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's what drew her to it.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
she was drawn by the artistic beauty and the realism of it.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Word for word.
Right.
I swear to God.
She said that she really actually did say that she was drawn to it because it was 100% medically accurate.
Something along those lines, yeah.
She literally does say that, because it's throughout the whole movie. And you said it best while we were watching it. Is it supposed to be a joke? Like,
I don't know. Maybe Mike wants to let the world know.
I think it is.
That if their desire is to be part of a human centipede, it's 100%
medically accurate. I mean, you gotta feed them smoothies, not chili smoothies.
Yeah, and you really got to do something about the track that makes the poo-poo so that it's a little easier to take. Maybe, like, cut out the taste buds or something of the other ends.
Like, also, like, have
factors.
Why am I even saying this? Have a joining piece made out of, like, a throat, you know? Like, to take their esophagus and make it extend past their mouth so that it is in the anus.
They don't even need legs and stuff. I'm sure you can make that stuff with their legs.
That's right. Bones are hollow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure.
So
there's got to be a way.
Martin likes to collect specimens for this project.
Yeah.
By whacking them over the head with a crowbar.
Oh, yeah, those specimens. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's violent, man, and he does it so fucking much.
He definitely kills a guy. And I love the realism of this movie.
He does, he definitely occasionally accidentally bashes a brain in too much, which, you know, that was bound to happen, so, like, applause to this movie for having some integrity.
But I do enjoy how, like, the actor started, like, swinging it. Like, he's got a lot of... I do enjoy this actor, even though it's just disgusting
everything that he does. He does a really good job at being this villain. And, like, there are some good artistic shots of his... there are some good artistic shots of him whacking people's heads in.
Yeah.
Because they don't always go for the gratuitous gore. You know, they don't always, like, think they have to show you every single head getting smashed in. So there's some really good, like, close-ups of him just, like, being like, rah! You know, and then just being like the Penguin in Batman. And just, like, he'd make a good Penguin, wouldn't he?
He would. Like, yes.
He would make a good Penguin.
He would.
Yeah. When's Batman the second movie happening? You know, let's talk about that.
They already got a Penguin.
No, I know they had a Penguin, but I'm just like, when's Rob Pat's second Batman movie coming out? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that for like 2 years.
Well.
Like, Jesus.
Give him another one. Or two.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. I guess we talked about the Human Centipede 2.
We did. I'll explain why this is a better one. They actually do many good things in regards to the centipede itself. Most of the people who are part of the centipede, there are some innocents still, I'm not gonna lie. But most of the centipede are sinners. They were caught doing bad shit or doing sinful shit. Like, one of them's a prostitute. Like, I don't think that's sinful at all, but, you know, Christianity probably does. Right. But, like, you know, that's also, like, the horror genre is if you're having sex, that's a sin. You know, so it's just like you have this prostitute who gets caught giving Martin's therapist a blowjob, and Martin's just like, all right, well, you're now part of the Centipede too. I don't think the therapist becomes part of this. Doesn't he just kill the therapist?
No, I think he just killed him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But he makes the poor prostitute part of the Centipede, so that sucks for her. But there's other individuals. You know, there's I don't know. I don't remember all of their sins, but like they were all caught doing.
Yeah, being there's dicks this or doing person that awful. Lives above them that plays their noise obnoxiously loud.
Oh yeah,
covered
yeah.
in tattoos, and they're British. And for some reason, when they come out with a looking like that and then have a British accent, it just cracks me up.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I just can't be intimidated by you at all. You should have just kept, like, you would be 10 times more intimidating if you did not cover your face, chest, and shoulders in tattoos. You look like a cartoon.
Oh my god, you're gonna have so many tatted British people standing outside your door.
Maybe.
My goodness. But no, that was one thing that's better about it, is the Centipede is you're not rooting for many of them. You know, you're kind of rooting for them to kill him, to
right.
kill the Martin.
Yeah, because fuck Martin.
But the fact that they're already dead, basically, that's fine. You know, you don't care. I don't think they deserve to die,
right.
but it's not, you know, I don't feel this is awful of me. But I don't feel as awful about their death as I did about the innocent
right.
freaking women of the first movie, or the
sure.
Asian man whose, you know,
sure.
sins I really don't know anything
about.
And I
can see that. I can see that for sure. But I just,
yeah.
I just don't necessarily agree that that could make the actions of these movies any better.
It's not making them any better,
no.
but it's easier to watch because now you're not just watching innocent people die. You're watching horrible people die who have the chance to get their revenge.
Right.
And when they start working together as a human centipede, like that one scene where they're rising up and like there's, you know, six arms coming at Martin and falling at him, and he's just like, that's actually legitimately frightening because they're using good lighting. The lights kept flickering
yeah.
on and off in the warehouse where he's making all of this shit happen. Like the gore and the surgery and stuff, very painful
yeah.
to watch, but
Staples.
At the same time, very different.
Because he's not
very,
a surgeon.
Very different. Exactly. Yeah, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, so he's literally just sawing shit apart, like literally sawing your ass apart, and then just stapling the mouth to it. And it's just like, it's awful to watch, but I don't know, there's something more grotesque, at, like, mainly because it's
oh,
in black
yeah.
and white, so it's a little easier to watch. And then, like, the actual use of horror. Because again, that fucking scene where there like four or five of them are standing up coming at him,
yeah.
that's actually got like, that's nightmare material. It's really good
yeah.
stuff. Like there's some good in this movie, like actual good, and Martin gets away with it, so you can have a third movie. Patreon.com/Green and Faceless.
For some reason I remember him dying.
I thought he fleed. Didn't he flee?
I don't know. I thought he died, but the pregnant lady got away.
Here we go. Here we go. The centipede separates into two halves.
Yeah.
Furious that his centipede is ruined, Martin kills... Sorry, spoilers, everybody. Martin kills all the victims.
You weren't gonna watch it.
No, you weren't, let's be honest. As he hesitates to kill Ashlyn, she punches him in the crotch and shovels the funnel into his rectum. Before dropping his pet centipede into it, Martin fatally stabs her in the neck and staggers out in agony. The scene cuts back to the tool booth, where Martin, rewatching the credits of the human centipede, as we hear the infant still trapped in the car from earlier, continue to cry.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing. There's a kid who's just stuck in
it. The pregnant lady had another kid, yeah. So there's a pregnant lady, and if you know anything about Chekhov's pregnancy, then you know that there's going to be a birth. So, yeah, we'll leave that for
it was,
you, I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, because you kept saying, it's like, I think the pregnant woman died, and I'm like, nah, because I couldn't remember what had happened in this movie, but I was like, nah, I know she ain't dead, because I was far away, I didn't know what scene you were talking about, but I was like, nah, I know she ain't dead, I remember a certain scene, and then I get back there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, they think she's dead, so spoilers again, but like, I was just like, oh, right, I forgot that happened,
right,
well, sorry I spoiled, but she's not dead.
All right, let's do some closing statements on this.
Two stars, baby. Two stars.
Two stars. Wow.
Out of five. It's still bad, but it's better. Black and white helps it out a lot. The villain's better than the first movie's villain. The victims, again, I'm not rooting for anybody because I know they're fucking dead. So it makes it easier to root for revenge in this situation as opposed to just, oh, sorry guys, you're gonna fucking die. That just sucks, yeah. Doesn't it? Like, I don't know, there's so much more that's actually, like, cinematic about the second one that is just like, completely missing from the first one.
I agree with you, and I don't. Like, I feel like, you know, it should have just been the first one, like, the person doing this.
Oh, it should have been, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that. It shouldn't have ever happened.
I don't think I can actually get past that, honestly. That this just should not have happened. And the guy masturbates with sandpaper.
He masturbates with sandpaper.
Yeah, it is fucking such painful. A fucked up movie. It gets another half.
It's
a
not
face.
A good movie.
I'm not saying it, but you gave it a star and a half more than the other. So
it's because it's a competent and artistic film. I'm churning the table.
You know, it. I can't say that it's not. Like, I can't say that I even disagree with some of the things that you said. But I think it's the scene where he literally injects each of them in the mouth with laxative. And then goes around and rubs their bellies and goes, come on! All the way down the line. He makes sure that the second to last person poops in the last person's mouth. I don't know if they show the last person pooping or not, but he gets very excited after that. And then, because everyone fucking shat in this room, he throws up.
Well, not only did he get very excited, he also does, another trigger warning, he does rape. Yes. The last individual in the centipede.
That is true.
If all of this wasn't fucking bad enough. You know, actually, because of that one star, I'll give it one star. The first one gets a half. This one gets one.
There you go.
Two for art. I give it, you know, great job on the artistic.
So you took it back, but you didn't, is what you're saying.
No, I mean, just so Tom Six knows, for Tom Six only, like, it's a two, buddy. Like, good artwork, like, nicely done. I'll give it one, though, for professional stamp of a one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Everybody else, to everybody else, it's a one star out of five.
Just Tom, to the... Because, like, you want to do a movie with Tom? Or what? Why?
No. Just, he's got vision, and I want to see... more, you know, I want Tom to focus his.
Come on, what are you talking about?
No, a new franchise, like, I don't know, Human Wasp or
Dolphin Friends, cool.
Dolphin Man.
All right, what's fucking in the show?
The second one's better.
I thought the first one was the Green Traveler from Borscht. I am the Faceless Leone. Your favorite experiment. Safe travels. and good night.
Human Centipede, final sequence, patreon.com/greenandfaceless.
Green and Faceless on the Couch is a proud production of Fiction Works 19. Are you a fan of the show? Feel free to contact us at greenandfacelessfans@gmail.com or visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/greenandfaceless. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe, or rate us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.